The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcast in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. On Sunday, May the 20th, Andy Holding taking a look at a seven-race programme for you this afternoon at Naas. Good to firm ground that greets the runners this afternoon at the County Kildare venue. And we've got pattern races for you, stretching from the 2:40 all the way through to the 4:15. Probably more of an informative day, let's say, than a fantastic betting card. I think the two-year-old races are likely to throw up potential Royal Ascot performers, and there might be one of the two stars on show as well. Whether that will be the case, of course, in the 2:05, which is a mile fillies contest, a maiden, is very much open to question, but it certainly does give a good opportunity, one would dare to say, for Broadway to finally get off the mark at the fourth time of asking. So far, she's run very commendably in all her three starts to date. Most notably when third last time out in a very decent Group 3 contest here last time out. That was over 7 furlongs behind Gerlines' Lightning Quick. That race was noted by the strong pace set by Zenobia from the front. And Broadway, given that she was a good bit behind at the halfway stage and made up rapid headway to finish a never nearer third, one would argue that this extra trip today over a mile will definitely suit this filly by Galileo. And with the Aidan O'Brien team in such fantastic form at the moment, it's hard really to look beyond Broadway. Of course, has got a rated, albeit slightly inflated, one of 99.
Race 2.
On to the 2:40, and there are several decent performers on show here. Most notably, a horse I've got a massive amount of time for called Rizian, who makes his seasonal reappearance for the Mickey Halford stable. Mickey's horses often need a run or two to get going, and this could well be the case by this big son of Ifraj, who is a really nice type to look at. He's a right physical specimen. And, of course, this horse most notably finished fifth behind Saxon Warrior in a Group 2 contest over today's course back in September. He rounded off his season with a listed win at Dundalk, and it wouldn't surprise me if he hit some heady heights this season. He's definitely one to follow. Chessman is probably the potentest call today, however, from an inform Archie Watson stable. I've always liked this horse. I actually backed him in last year's Jersey, and albeit he only finished 7th of the 20, he ran with a good deal of credit in what was a very above-average Group 3. On his seasonal reappearance for New Connections, of course, previously John Gosden, he finished 3rd behind Gelotta and the subsequent Windsor win at A-Rod in a very fast run race at the Surrey venue. 7 furlongs is his trip. He's back on the turf, and he's drawn in stall one as well, which should give him excellent prospects of getting off the mark for this season. But those are the two to keep an eye on there. Rizian for sure, Foot for the future, and Chessman more predominantly for today.
Race number 3.
On to the 3:15 then, and the star of the show for me, without a shadow of a doubt this afternoon, is this Sergei Prokofiev, who has created a really favourable impression not only with me visually, but also on the numbers. How this horse managed to get beat first time out by Skitter Scatter will probably end up being one of the mysteries of the Irish turf season as the campaign progresses. Of course, third was Irish Rover that day. He won at Newbury yesterday. The winner's gone, obviously runs this afternoon in the listed contest, but I mean, Sergei Prokofiev has to lose, and somehow he managed to chuck it away through a greenness. But he certainly learnt from that performance. And at Navan, when last seen, he was absolutely spectacular. He travelled really sweetly in the hands of Ryan Moore. But his ability to quicken and the number he knocked out that day was quite sensational. He's actually run a quicker time than the older horse listed race won by Primo Uomo on the same card. So he obviously can operate to a fair level. The only real question is not whether he'll win today, because he definitely will. Is whether he'll go for the Coventry Stakes at the Royal Meeting, or he either goes for the Norfolk or the Windsor Castle over 5 furlongs. Aidan O'Brien usually runs his better two-year-old or his best two-year-old in the Coventry, and of course Caravaggio won that race several years ago, being a similar type, so it wouldn't surprise me if he ended up racing over a furlong extra in another month's time, but he'll definitely win this afternoon and win impressively at that.
Race 4.
On to the 3:45, and once again we've got another short price out now, Brian Train horse. This time it's a filly by, again, that same size, Scat Davy, called So Perfect. I thought this horse did really well to win on debut because quite clearly she wanted further than the 5 furlongs. She was towards the rear with only a couple of furlongs to run, and she really picked up quite eye-catchingly in the latter stages, from about 5-6 lengths behind. So in the end, win, with a bit up her sleeve, but with another few more strides, she probably would have been a length or two clear. She was finishing that strongly. So this extra six furlong today on a stiff uphill track, of course, Nace, should suit this horse down to the ground. She looks an Albany filly all over. And again, another one we'd imagine would put her Royal Ascot credentials very much firmly into the shop window.
Race 5.
On to the 4:15 then, the last of the pattern races, and it's pretty much the same clash as what we had early on in the season at Navan over 5.5 furlongs when the Brogy Man came out on top and beat three of his rivals this afternoon who reopposed. Obviously Sioux Nation's going to be expected to run a good bit better on better ground because all these three wins have come on good to firm or good, and that's what the conditions are this afternoon. And of course, with the Commonwealth Cup on the horizon, Aidan O'Brien's child will hopefully put his name in lights for that particular race. But I do quite like Speaking Colours here from the Joseph O'Brien stable, who finished second in our aforementioned race. He went through that contest really well. He really picked up, and I liked his attitude. And the fact that the front two pulled well clear, certainly at the prices anyway, makes me believe that at 7-2, there's no way he should be three times the bigger price than the favourite here, Sioux Nation. So, like I say, it's a price play. I think the win will come out one of those two, and they'll reverse the form with the Brogy Man on today's ground. But Speaking Colours, I think, is the value bet of the two I mentioned.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then. And I must admit, I'm quite perplexed how the betting has gone with this race this morning. I'd make Cafe Macchiato here for the Adrian Keithley stable a good bit shorter than the 8-1 available with William Hill this morning. I'd have him in second favourite here. I couldn't have that rock sound of Dermot Wells on my mind after winning a modest maiden first time out. Bond Street's okay. I mean, he's run to a fair level on the all-weather and last time out at the Curragh, but I don't think he's anything special either. So, for me, Cafe Macchiato has very much got the best form in this contest. He beat most of today's field, or a couple of today's field, easily at Navan on the 23rd of April when he quickened up well and stayed on well in the first time blinkers. The headgear was on him again next time out at Chester. But although he only finished fourth behind another bat, I do know that George thinks another bat to at least a Group 3 horse going forward for the rest of the season. The time figure was sensational. And given that this horse was outpaced and got shoved out wide from his high stall position, I thought he did really well to finish a creditable fourth on that occasion. As I said, time figure-wise, form-wise, I think he should be nearly favourite in this race. So he's probably one of the value bets on the card for me, Cafe Macchiato. I'd be absolutely flabbergasted if he doesn't run well there.
And the final race.
Right, on to the final race. And I must admit, this is the biggest puzzle on the card completely, because quite a few of these are either A, out of form, B, unreliable, and particularly C, they've all got form on the all-weather, including, of course, the favourite, Gunmate, who's got to now prove itself back on the turf. If there is going to be a sneaky one in this race, it's surely got to be Richard O'Brien's That Is The Spirit, course formerly with David O'Mara. Now, this horse is a class horse, back in the day. I say back in the day, he's only a seven-year-old, but he's playing his trade in much better race than this, listed company, etc., etc., and he has tumbled down the weight. He didn't run much of a race first time out for New Connections at Dundalk, but that might have just been a pipe opener for the future. And 7 furlongs his trip, he's definitely better on the turf. He usually likes to go a good gallop as well from the front, which wasn't evident first time out. But if they do decide to let him rip from the front, this is very much a front runner's track, Nace, for those that don't know it. But there's only a 2.5-3 furlong running here, but if you get on that far rail on good to firm ground, it is difficult to make ground from the back of field. So this is tailor-made for That Is The Spirit. Richard O'Brien's horse is in fantastic form. I've got a massive amount of time for the trainer, who I think is going to be the next big thing in Ireland. And all in all, around about 5-1, I think he's just about worth taking a punt in a race that certainly is a very, very trappy one at first glance. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Rather amazingly, there's actually no racing on Monday in Ireland, so that gives me a little bit of a respite, a very rare day off. But I'll be back in action for you on Tuesday, when we're going to be taking a look at the 7-race programme for you at Sligo over the jumps. beginning at 5:50. So until Tuesday, the 22nd, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.